Love, Your Secret Admirer, written by Rye Figlet, Pugglemuggle, read by Maggie Jolly. Summary: there are roses at the Avengers table and Tony's going to figure out who they are for. Notes: originally posted on Tumblr as a part of my February fig writing challenge, 14 Days of Valentine's, Stucky Edition. The prompt was roses. Enjoy! Hey, roses. Looks like someone's got an admirer. Whose table is it at? Fury's? Carlson's? No, I think that's... shit, that's our table. Seriously? The Avenger table? Who's it for? I don't know. I can't see... is it for Natasha? They're always for... I told you, Tony, I can't see. Your name is Hawkeye. How can you not see? There for Steve. What? Clint and Tony said, turning to Natasha with equally astounded faces. There was a whole banquet hall of guests and waitstaff in between them and their assigned table. Clint's eyes were sharp, but not that sharp, and even though Natasha had good eyesight, she had nothing on Clint's. How can you read the name card? I can't even see a name card, Tony said in disbelief. I can't either, Natasha replied, but I can see the stupid look on Steve's face. All five of them, Clint, Tony, Natasha, Bruce, even Tor, stared at Steve, who suddenly looked away from the Avengers table and only slightly managed to dim his bashful grin. You know who it's from, Tony accused. Steve was shaking his head and rubbing the back of his neck. He totally does, agreed Clint. Steve started, I don't know why, it was way too dangerous to do it. He shouldn't have. He? Tony blurted. Oh, said Natasha. Barnes. Steve's grin dropped and his tone gained an edge of panic. He's still recovering. S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't know he's staying with me. He's on their kill list. God, you think I'm going to rat you out? I've got better things to report to Fury than your little thrusts. Immediately, Steve relaxed, the previous tension leaving his shoulders and his face. God. Okay, thanks, Nat, really. Tony put out a hand to stop them and looked back and forth between Steve and Natasha, pointing a finger. I'm missing something. Clint, we're missing something. Clint opened his mouth to comment, but a raised eyebrow from Natasha effectively shut him up. He turned to Tony instead. Yeah, we better drop it. It doesn't matter anyway. I'm sure we'll know soon enough. Tony was about to argue, but then the champagne arrived. Steve's romantic escapades, whatever they were, would have to wait. If you've enjoyed this podfic, please consider leaving kudos and comments on the original fic. Thank you! If you've enjoyed this podfic, please consider leaving kudos and comments on the original fic. Thank you! Tony was about to argue, but then the champagne arrived. Steve's romantic escapades, whatever they were, would have to wait. Clint opened his mouth to comment, but a raised eyebrow from Natasha effectively shut him up. He turned to Tony instead. Yeah, we better drop it. It doesn't matter anyway. I'm sure we'll know soon enough. Tony put out a hand to stop them and looked back and forth between Steve and Natasha, pointing a finger. I'm missing something. Clint, we're missing something. Immediately, Steve relaxed, the previous tension leaving his shoulders and his face. God. Okay. Thanks, Nat. Really. God, you think I'm going to rat you out? I've got better things to report to Fury than your little twists. Steve's grin dropped and his tone gained an edge of panic. He's still recovering. S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't know he's staying with me. He's on their kill list. Oh, said Natasha. Barnes. He? Tony blurted. Steve started, I don't know why, it was way too dangerous to do that. He shouldn't have. He totally does, agreed Clint. Steve was shaking his head and rubbing the back of his neck. You know who it's from, Tony accused. All five of them, Clint, Tony, Natasha, Bruce, even Tor, stared at Steve, who suddenly looked away from the Avengers table and only slightly managed to dim his bashful grin. I can't either, Natasha replied, but I can see the stupid look on Steve's face. How can you read the name card? I can't even see a name card, Tony said in disbelief. What? Clint and Tony said, turning to Natasha with equally astounded faces. There was a whole banquet hall of guests and waitstaff between them and their assigned table. Clint's eyes were sharp, but not that sharp. And even though Natasha had good eyesight, she had nothing on Clint. There for Steve. Your name is Hawkeye. How can you not see? I told you, Tony. I can't see. Is it for Natasha? They're always for... I don't know. I can't see. Seriously? The Avenger table? Who's it for? No, I think that's... Shit. That's our table. Whose table is it at? Fury's? Coulson's? Hey, Rose's. Looks like someone's got an admirer. Notes. Originally posted on Tumblr as part of my February fic writing challenge, 14 Days of Valentine's, Stucky Edition. The prompt was roses. Enjoy! Summary. There are roses at the Avengers table, and Tony is going to figure out who they are for. Love, your secret admirer. Written by Rye Ficklitz, Pugglemuggle, read by Maggie Jolly.